Democrat Ilhan Omar uses anti-Jewish smear about money, she might as well call us hook-nosed. By Joel B. Polak on February 10, 2019. Representative Ilhan Omar, DMN, launched a new anti-Semitic volley on Twitter on Sunday, accusing a pro-Israel group of buying influence in Congress, and referring to an offensive Jewish stereotype that even fellow critics of Israel found abhorrent. Omar began by retweeting Glenn Greenwald, co-founder of The Intercept, who has long been hostile to Israel. Greenwald had criticized House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, DCA, for his comments to Breitbart News Saturday and other outlets, accusing Democrats of double standards in their reluctance to punish Omar and other Democrats for anti-Semitic rhetoric when they had eagerly censured Representative Steve King, Arya, for racist language. Nancy Pelosi has not said a word, McCarthy told Breitbart News Saturday. So that means she's supportive of these actions by Omar. Last month, Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi, DCA, promoted Omar to the House Foreign Affairs Committee, despite controversy about Omar's past anti-Semitic rhetoric and her radical anti-Israel foreign policy views. McCarthy told Breitbart News, "If Pelosi does not do something, we will take action on the floor." Greenwald tweeted in response that it was stunning that McCarthy and Republicans were defending Israel. GOP leader Kevin McCarthy threatens punishment for at Ilhan Omar and at Rashida Tlaib over their criticisms of Israel. "It's stunning how much time U.S. political leaders spend defending a foreign nation even if it means attacking free speech rights of Americans." Glenn Greenwald, at Greenwald, February 10, 2019. Rep. Omar responded, "It's all about the Benjamins, baby," suggesting that politicians had been paid to back Israel. "It's all about the Benjamins, baby." Ilhan Omar, at Ilhan MN, February 10, 2019. Batya Ungar Sargon, the opinion editor at the left-wing Forward, which is generally critical of Israel, tweeted in response that Omar's remark was anti-Semitic. "That's the second anti-Semitic trope you've tweeted," she said, the first being Omar's 2012 tweet alleging that Israel has hypnotized the world. Omar has acknowledged that the first tweet was offensive, but has refused to apologize for it, and has refused to delete it. "It is still live as of this writing. We'd love to know who at Ilhan Omar thinks is paying American politicians to be pro-Israel, though I think I can guess. Bad form, Congresswoman. That's the second anti-Semitic trope you've tweeted." Batya Ungar Sargon, at Bungar Sargon, February 11, 2019. IPAC. Ilhan Omar, at Ilhan Omar, February 11, 2019. "However, IPAC is not a political action committee, PAC, and does not donate to, or endorse, candidates. The claim that IPAC bribes Congress is a common anti-Semitic theme among extremists on both the left and the right." Ungar Sargon responded, "Please learn how to talk about Jews in a non-anti-Semitic way. Sincerely, American Jews." Batya Ungar Sargon, at Bungar Sargon, February 11, 2019. Other journalists on the left shared their shock and dismay at Omar's tweet. "Oi, not what I would tweet. pic.twitter.com/slooky7ficjh. Yashar Ali, at Yashar, February 11, 2019. Politico contributing editor Joshua M. Zeitz agreed with National Journal political reporter Josh Krauschauer that Omar's statement was part of a pattern of anti-Semitic rhetoric. "You and I don't agree on much, or really, anything. But we agree on this one." Joshua Zeitz, at Joshua M. Zeitz, February 11, 2019. Chelsea Clinton tweeted her condemnation of Omar's rhetoric. "We should expect all elected officials, regardless of party, and all public figures to not traffic in anti-Semitism. Co-signed as an American. We should expect all elected officials, regardless of party, and all public figures to not traffic in anti-Semitism." Chelsea Clinton, at Chelsea Clinton, February 11, 2019. Others were also livid. "Supporters of Israel have every right to participate in politics and have their voices heard, and Israel is one of the U.S.'s most valuable allies on the globe, making it worthy of support irrespective of anything else. What Ilhan Omar is doing is shameful bigoted hate-mongering." Michael Koplow, at Mkoplow, February 11, 2019. "At one point, Omar inadvertently retweeted a response by Zeitz in which he had declared, "She might as well call us hook-nosed." She later undid the retweet. Update: Omar later retweeted a supporter who claimed she was merely accurately describing the Israel lobby. Accurately describing how the Israel lobby works is not anti-Semitism. Ashley Feinberg, at Ashley Feinberg, February 11, 2019. Not only was Omar's description of how IPAC works inaccurate, but the term Israel lobby is itself a loaded one, often used in conspiracy theories alleging undue Jewish influence over the U.S. government. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. He is also the co-author of How Trump Won: The Inside Story of a Revolution, which is available from Regnery. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.